breezy, high 81.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hey, it's Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always find me on social media at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. How you doing, AJ?
All right, Anita, good to see you.
It's good to be seen. And
yeah, nice new hairstyle. Looks very nice.
I did. I got it cut.
Oh, yeah?
Like everybody else in the world is...
You were right back to the salon?
Right back to the salon and...
But not back to the saloon.
No, the salon. The salon is, right. is good. The saloon is not yet.
Probably
supposedly.
Not.
But, yeah, everybody's out getting cleaned up.
You know, and things are starting to get a little busier on the roads. You noticed?
They are. They absolutely are. And as all we can tell people is, you know, still slow down.
Yep, slow down.
Because we were used
because
to having
Anita's coming through.
That's right. We were used to having nobody on the highway. And I got to admit, I was kind of speeding a little bit. I tried not to, but it was hard when you there's nobody on the road.
Some people have been, you know, going over the Buckman. I usually go that way home from the south side to the Orange Park side. And, you know, about a month ago, things were really slow. I mean, you know, it was almost empty. But once in a while, there was somebody, and it wasn't a state trooper going about 90. And it wasn't me.
Oh.
Well, there you
but
go.
I guess they wanted to make sure that they were getting performance out of their vehicle. But
of course,
be careful, guys.
Absolutely. And we have Carl Parnell from Homeowners Financial Group.
Well, thank you, Anita. Good to see you. Like the new do as well.
Perfect. So how's everything going your Homeowners Financial Group?
Everything is going great guns. What we're seeing is a lot of interest in refinancing right now because the rates are still good. So if you're looking to refinance or buy, the rates are really good at this time. But there's a lot of nervousness with the forbearance that the government installed with the CARES Act. So so there's a lot of questions I've been fielding for that subject as well.
Yeah, and you know, of course, this show is about my opinion only.
Okay.
When I should say, and my guess, but it's my opinion.
Right.
The things I say, but you know, if you can avoid doing a forbearance, then of course you want to pay your mortgage, and because that is owed. If they give you 3 months off, then on month four, you have to pay everything.
Well, there's three different scenarios that they'll do now. One is the one you described. All three of them say you don't get free. You just don't pay me now. You pay me later. And so one way of paying later is catching up all of them at once when you're ready to come off the forbearance. Number two is to change your payment amount, increase it a percentage so that you can cover what you did not pay and catch it up over time.
Or, so let's say that you had a payment of $1,000. Now you might be at $1,200.
Something of that nature. It depends on what the servicer, whoever you pay your payments. And so before you get into forbearance, you want to read what they provide because there's no set one-size-fits-all policy. It depends on the servicer that you're paying your payment to. And then the last option is they modify where they increase the time period of your mortgage by that time period that you did the forbearance. So that way you actually will pay for the loan longer and pay more interest in the long term.
Right. And it all sounds great, mm-hmm. but it's reading that small print of, you know, what happens if I go sell my house in 6 months?
Exactly. You would have to check with and see what you owe. So your payoff will be different. Also, some of the servicers are allowing us to put on the credit report that you were not late when you're in forbearance, but the account has been modified for forbearance. So if you go try to refinance your loan during this time or sell and repurchase if your last loan was in forbearance, it could inhibit you getting another mortgage until usually about a 12-month period after that's passed. So if you've got any plans to sell, move, you probably want to keep making your payment. Otherwise, you could run into a credit issue or the ability to obtain a mortgage from a new lender because they look at your credit report and the last thing you did on your last loan is put it in forbearance. So there's some impact that's not being covered in the CARES Act that people are just finding out.
Yeah, I would say that if people can do it, you know, you want to pay it because that there's a lot of unknown with it, and there's going to be a lot of things that you can't do, or perhaps maybe even a penalty fee, things of that nature.
Exactly. All those could apply in this.
And so you really have to ask the right questions. And, well, you're definitely a good person to contact.
Yes.
How can people contact you if they have questions about that? Because I know if I needed to do that, I would definitely want to do my homework before I change something with my mortgage.
You definitely, because your mortgage is your largest purchase and it impacts your credit more powerfully. You can be late on a mortgage. It hurts your score more than being late on a credit card. They have different impacts on
your
credit.
Yeah, tremendously. Sure.
So you want to, this is one of the things you really want to pay attention to. And you want to go with the theory of, if I have a choice of paying my bills, pay for the roof over my head first before I pay anything else. But yes, you want to contact me. Again, this is Carl Parnell, NMLS number 221959. But my phone number is 904-476-5236 with Homeowners Financial Group. And I can answer those questions. But if you do not call me, make your call to the customer service department of whom you send your payment to. So it's not always the mortgage company you started with. It's who you're sending your payment to each month.
Yes, they'll, and I will encourage people out there to call Carl, simply because you want to at least know what questions to ask before you call that customer service number.
Right.
You know, because they'll just send over the paperwork and have you sign it, and you think, sure, well, everything's hunky-dory, and then, you know, 2 months from now, you decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and sell my house to kind of downsize, you know, to ease up a little bit of this, you know, the pain of making this large of a payment every month, then you might find out that you can't.
Exactly. And there's ramifications to everything you do. But yes, I'm available to ask those kind of questions. Yeah. And I'm not going to be the nth authority, but you want to get some basic questions out of the way. I can,
sure,
help you. And when you do call your servicer, fix yourself something to drink, comfortable chair, because there's so many people calling. You're going to be on hold for a while. So this is not a quick call you can do on your lunch break at work. You need to really sit down and budget some time to make this conversation with your loan servicer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if this is your forever home, or you're going to be there for, you think, the next 5 years, then this might be a good solution.
It could be, yes. And then just remember that whenever you do anything, you want to contact your servicer, because if you don't contact him and just not pay the payment, it'll hurt you as well, more so.
Yeah.
And some people are doing that. They just say, well, I'm just not going to pay.
Please don't stick your head in the sand.
Please.
I say this week in and week out. Let me tell you, I'm good at that. So I get it why you would want to do that, but give us a call because we would love to help you out. We'd love to answer those questions for you. So call us in the studio, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we've got quite the show. We've got Carl Parnell in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk money. We're going to talk real estate. And we're going to learn a little more about Anita Hiles.
All right.
When we come back.
Going to find out more about YOU.
Yes.
All right. And you can, of course, participate in our program today. If you have any questions from Carl, or if you have any questions for Anita, give us a call, 904-831-0600. We'll be right back right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate on Talk Radio WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And I am glad to be with you this Wednesday late afternoon. And just going to talk a little bit about, I know we're all tired of mentioning COVID-19, but, you know, it is such a big, I mean, it is our 2020, isn't it? You know, it's pretty incredible, but...
I thought 2020 was going to be kind of a special year, not in this way.
I thought
way.
So, too, but...
You know, 2020, it sounded kind of cool, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, it did.
Wow. Remember, special is defined in many different ways. We just didn't know it was a virus.
Well, we knew it was going to be interesting. Yeah. It'll be, I guess it's always going to be in history, one way or the other.
And now we're all, like, wanting it just to be over this year.
Well, hopefully we can come to a conclusion and get the economy back the way it needs to be.
It will. It will. We always prosper. We just do.
Yes.
I have faith.
It's the American way.
It really is. And so I know a lot of people are probably going, well, God, I'm out of a job right now. But you know what? You just got to keep at it. It will happen. You will be back in the workforce. But we wonder, you know, how has it really affected real estate across the U.S. and more so in Northeast Florida? I could tell you that we've had, you know, how we do business is different, but the business is still good. Mm-hmm. So we are very fortunate in Northeast Florida. I feel grateful about that. And so for the most part, I think if everything was going well, we would have seen a 2% to a 4% range increase in prices. But our prices are still increasing slowly. And you have to remember that we, prior to COVID, we were already low on listings. So, and that's why it's had a little effect. It's not like all of a sudden, okay, people aren't listing their homes. They weren't listing their homes to begin with. I would hope to think they're just maybe getting them all prepped.
let us hope. There's, yes. You know, Home Depot had a lot of sales over this time period.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah, I stood in many lines, let me tell you, to do all my stuff. But things are moving. Right now, things are a multiple offer situation. If you have a nice home, it's going to be gone. Yeah. We've got the buyers. We just don't have the homes.
Well, the only thing I'm seeing is that when home was five contracts, it's maybe three now, but it's still a competitive market for the seller.
Yes.
And then the technology has really taken off. People have learned about Zoom for meetings.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then virtual, there's all kinds of different formats to video a home, but that's become quite popular. And then now I understand Northeast Florida realtors are putting together a form where you can show a house, but there's documents you sign and a protocol about cleaning and wiping before you go in. So there's going to be a different way. You can't show as many houses during a day. You need to schedule those appointments. And the borrowers and the agents need to be ready with some type of wipes, cleaners to help the consumer.
Well, we've done that from day one.
Yeah.
You know, we wear our mask and we've got our cleaners and whatnot. So
there's been even talk about putting those little booties on.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. I've seen the gloves. I've seen the masks, but haven't seen where they sell booties yet.
Well, you know, we did use those on homes that were, you know, upgraded. Like they put in the new flooring and things of that nature. Right. We would put the booties on. Really, we should be doing it all the time anyway.
Yeah. Really to protect the consumer's home, but it's just a little different. Or you get the, I've had the homes where you go in, you got to take your shoes off before you go in. Now thinking with COVID-19, do you want the shoes on, shoes off? You
know, right. But, and so just so everybody out there, the booties are like what the medical people wear over their shoes. So when you go in, it's not that you take your shoes off, but you put these little cloth.
Yes. I call booties. Them the hairnet for the feet. That's kind
exactly,
of what they look like,
exactly.
The little hairnet things.
And then you put those on while you're going through the house.
Yeah, and we should, and then go back and wipe them down. You know, if you're out there with a consumer having, say, an open house, when that happens, someone has to wait outside. One group goes through, you wipe down, let the next group in. So if any of you have gone to your medical doctors or your salons where they won't let so many people in the building and they have to have time in between. So it's going to take a little bit longer to show a house, but people are buying. And I'm getting calls all the time. With the rates being good, it is a good time to get
involved.
Yeah,
and it's not like we have, you know, it's not California where you can have 30 to 50 people go through an open house.
No.
Here, you know, you're lucky if you get 8 people through. That's a good day.
And that would be all day.
That would be all day.
Yeah, because right
that
now
might be all weekend.
with the new protocols that have come out, yeah, it's gonna take a little bit longer to do
so. So, you know, the wait's not going to be long.
No,
to go to sneak in.
And we're still one of the best places in the country to live. So people want to live here, and that's what's causing the issues on the shortage. And right now, it is a better time for sellers to sell because they're worried about getting the good interest rates we were doing a couple years ago. Now they're back. We need to get sellers to upsize or downsize. Rates are good. Come get them while we've got them. We expect to hopefully have them for at least the next 12 months is what the Fed's telling us.
Yeah, you know, and even if home prices start going up a little bit, the bottom line is interest is still down.
Right.
So it really, it balances it all out.
And you want to get it now because what's going to happen? It's going to go up next year, next year. Every year you wait, it gets that much more expensive because the price goes up. So get it while it's on sale. Get your money while it's on sale before it goes up in the future years. And think about how much rent you're paying folks out there. That is not going to a house. That's not going to your pocket. That's going to a landlord's pocket. And you're only paying for a roof over your head. This way you don't get the appreciation. But if you own your home, not only do you have a roof over your head, you get the appreciation for future years.
And if you're out there and you're renting or it's been a while since you bought and you're wondering, well, you know, I kind of want to get in the marketplace, but I'm not sure if I qualify. I'm not sure what to do or what the procedure is. You know, even if I have a decent credit score, you know, if you want to call me, we can always Zoom and I can go over the buying process with you. Because the buying process we simplify it for you, but you need to know about it. So even if you're interested in buying, perhaps at the end of summer, give us a call. Carl and I would love to sit and chat with you. We could do it at the office. We could do it via Zoom, whatever you're comfortable with. Right. And we just go through the buying process and let you know what it's all about and what's involved and what your time frame is. And we could check to see we can check to see if you qualify now, or we can take a look to see, okay, well, you're not quite qualified yet, but if you do A, B, and C, we can get you in a home by September. So
exactly.
You don't know until you ask and you check, and that's what we're here for. We're not here just to put signs out in front and sell homes and rush people through the buying process. We're here to groom you so that way you're ready to purchase in the future. So if we can get you set up and give you a few tips and tools, then that is what our job is as well. So, and we love doing that.
Well, I would just add one other thing for Anita. I get this question a lot when someone pre-qualifies. How much does it cost to use a real estate agent when you're buying a house? How much does it cost, Anita?
Nothing.
See? What other service do you get where you get the expertise of Anita? Right. She gets you through the process and you don't have to pay for it. That is a rare opportunity. So all these people that like these electronic ones where they do everything online, you really, on this big a purchase, you need a human being to interact with to help you.
You do. You absolutely do. And as most of you know, you met Betty Layton last week, and she's one of my top producers in the office. And, you know, she works hard, and I've got a whole team that I got David Youngblood, I got Cheryl. I've got such a great team that works hard each day for their customers. And any one of them would love to sit down with you. If you'd like me to do it, I can do that. My personal cell phone number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And Carl Purnell and I would love to sit and chat.
And there is no cost to talk to me either. So we're here to be of service to you. So reach out. We're here to help.
And right now, Northeast Florida is still rocking and rolling. And we're going to see probably a little bit of a slowdown in our numbers. I don't think they're really going to hit us until after summer, where the numbers, you know, catch up a little bit, because there has been a little bit of slow, but it was slow prior to.
Well, the guest is now, in a meeting that said maybe 3% appreciation this year versus the 4 to 5 that we were expecting, but that's about it all.
Right.
So a very slight dip compared to other parts of the country.
Exactly. We're pretty lucky here because we have a great place to live, work, and play.
It's my hometown. I love it.
It is. And we're going to talk a bit more with Carl, and we're going to learn a little more about me.
That's right.
I hope the questions aren't tough.
About moi? Well, you formed your own questions and answers.
I haven't.
Something tells me.
No. Carl can ask me anything he wants. Carl's going to interview me when we come back.
I like this already.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Let me start jotting down my questions. Let's make them real personal here. Here we go.
So, there we go.
Hang on in, guys. We'll have more about Anita and more about real estate coming up in just a couple minutes.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. National Intelligence Director Richard Grenell has declassified a list of names of Obama administration officials who reportedly asked for Lieutenant General Michael Flynn's identity to be unmasked in intelligence documents. While Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley told the Senate the rule of law is at risk if the federal government can get away with violating the Constitution to do what they did to Lieutenant General Flynn. Among those identified as asking for Flynn's identity to be revealed were former Vice President Joe Biden. Stocks fell for the second day in a row on Wall Street Wednesday, weighed down by worries about a slow recovery for the economy. The weakness came after Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned about the threat of a prolonged recession because of the shutdowns related to the coronavirus pandemic. The Dow fell 516 points. The Nasdaq dropped 139. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. Mayor Lenny Curry's implied that if employers in Jacksonville can continue to have their employees work remotely after this coming Monday, when his work-from-home order expires, that would be best. He also said yesterday that in a recent conversation, he told Governor Ron DeSantis that Duval County can be ready to go to phase two of reopening its economy very soon. Some relief money is available for brick-and-mortar small businesses in St. Johns County, which have taken a hit from coronavirus. That money could only be used for payroll, mortgage, rent, and utilities, but each qualifying business could get up to $5,000 for those things. To qualify, the businesses must not have received any state or federal aid, but must have applied for other aid. Restaurants in Jacksonville should now have a much easier time serving alcohol to people who are dining outdoors. The city council last night unanimously passed an emergency bill loosening up restrictions. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're seeing some delays because of an accident on I-95 heading south at the ramp to Bay Meadows Road. Also, there's some spotty congestion on the West Beltway 295 northbound at the exit at US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard and at Blanding Boulevard. And planned construction continues at the Wonderwood Bridge westbound near the Intercoastal. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 61. Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy, high 81.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Tired of COVID-19? Social distancing got you down? Hangar Bay Cafe has the solution. Hangar Bay Cafe at 2294 Mayport Road is accepting online orders at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Or call for pickup or curbside service 247-3301, 247-3301. Fried Chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida, along with ramen, seafood, and more. hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or delivery or 247-3301 for pickup or curbside service.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-747-4448.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please go to my Facebook page and hit the like button.
Everyone likes Anita.
Yeah, hit the like button. But yes, oh my God, we got talking, you know, with Eventually, we're going to go live in here, you know, on Facebook, because we end up talking, and then before we know it, the music is starting. It's like, oh my God, that's right, we're on a radio show.
Yeah, that's right, and it is all, for your knowledge, it's all FCC legal, so nothing bad going on during the breaks, guys.
I'm glad to hear that.
Oh yeah, not at all. Yeah. We just get chatting, and then it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, we're supposed to be paying attention, that's right, okay. But we're here in studio, so it's good to be able to actually converse with people face to face versus a camera. But you know, we are practicing our safe COVID-19.
Oh, of course, always following the rules.
But I had a question for you, Nita. You serve the public now by helping people get homes. But what was your career prior to getting into real estate?
Well, prior to getting into real estate, I was a law enforcement officer for. For Southern California.
Oh.
I worked there 25 years in the career. I actually probably did a total of probably more than 30 in the law enforcement field. So I actually started, it was my sister's idea. And of course, nice. We're 2 years apart. We're very close. We've always done everything together. And she wanted to join the Police Explorer program.
Okay. What is a Police Explorer program?
It is Boy Scouts of America, and it's a form of Boy Scouts of America.
Okay.
But it is where you can learn about different professions. And so this was the Explorer group for police. And my sister joined, and then, of course, I followed her lead.
Wow.
And then, so we were 13 when we joined that.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, did she ever get into law enforcement?
She did. She's a retired sergeant.
A sergeant?
Yes, she's a retired sergeant.
And now, did you work together or in different departments?
We worked at different departments. She worked down south out in San Clemente in a beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful area of
Southern California. Yeah, she lived there. It's beautiful there.
Yeah.
And so she worked down south, and I worked I guess that would be west. So,
now, were you a detective or?
I did. I worked all facets. You always start out in patrol. I worked patrol for many years, and then I went into the detective bureau. First, I went into admin, and I did all the hiring and training of all new personnel. I did that for 3 years, and then went back to patrol. My heart was always in patrol, so I always went back to patrol. But
you're a people person. That's probably why you like being in real estate.
Exactly.
Yes. Love dealing with people. And now, then finally,
Were you solo? I'm sorry to interrupt. Were you solo, or did you have a team? I mean, was there a partner? Yeah. No.
You're out.
Wasn't
you're
Adam
solo.
12?
You're solo. You're solo.
One out of 12.
Yes. But. I did detectives. I was part of the gang unit, and that's the only time I had a partner is when we would go.
I see.
We would go back to patrol. We would work the weekends at night, or if we knew something was happening, we had a different uniform. It was more casual, so we can run after people a little more easier. And
this was kind of stuff. Undercover.
It wasn't undercover. It was part of the gang unit. We just wore polo shirts and cargo pants and.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have the badge on and so forth.
We didn't have the typical police uniform on. Right, yeah. Right. And then we're usually in a plain car. So we're kind of, we felt we were stealth, but.
But you were probably maybe known in the neighborhood.
Yeah. We were known in the neighborhood, but you can sneak up on people doing graffiti and that sort of thing. You know?
Oh man. So you had the badge with you.
Selling the drugs and stuff. So I did that for a while, but I wanted to end my career back in patrol, so I went back for my last year before retirement. I went back to patrol, and it's amazing as you get older in police work.
Right.
You just get smarter. You handle things differently than you did, obviously, when you were young and a kid.
That's life itself.
Yeah, exactly.
You handle things better the older you get.
So,
did you enjoy it more the second time or the first time when you were in patrol?
You know, I enjoyed them both. Oh, they were both just different. You know, because early on, you're learning constantly, and so it was. You could see yourself develop, and then at the end, when you're looking at, your 25 years of service, you can see the growth in where you were and where you're at.
Were you able to help a lot of people stay out of trouble?
Oh, yes, yes. Still friends with a lot of people that I helped, actually. Okay. And that's why a lot of people would ask me why. I've got my 904 number, but it goes to my 714 phone number. And a lot of people ask me, why do you still have that phone number? Because I still have people that call me from back then. Right. You know, you never know when somebody still needs help and they still have my phone number. So I have never changed it.
Well, that's I was always brought up that I in trouble, never, look for a uniform and they'll help you.
You know, and so I've never changed my phone number. And being part of the gang unit, I still have kids that call me.
Wow.
And they'll tell me, hey, because of you, I'm doing this. I'm doing much better.
It's going to be so satisfying.
It really is. It really is. And that's why I've never changed my number. You know, I mean, I know my family can always get used to my 904, but people that I haven't stayed in contact with, you just never know when they need help or they need something. Mm-hmm. So I've never changed that phone number.
Your
so
that extended way. Family.
Yes, right. My extended family. Absolutely. Yeah, and so I retired and took a year off and I actually went to a conference. I was starting to get bored and, you know, after retirement was like, okay, I need to do something. And my parents would flip properties on occasion and they owned some commercial property. And so my dad was a contractor. So it seemed to be a good fit. Real estate seemed to be a good fit. And then I went to see Donald Trump out in L.A.
Oh, really?
He was touring with Magic Johnson and what is it? Good Daddy or Rich Daddy, Poor Daddy?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah, it's a great book, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so it was interesting. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go listen to these guys speak and I'll, you know, make a decision if I'm going to get into real estate. And after I heard them talk, I signed up for the class. It was very, very inspirational. It's funny when you actually see Donald Trump talk business versus the TV side of him because it was totally different.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's got to be interesting. Yeah.
And so I enjoyed all three of them. They were very informative and
what a bill though with those three gentlemen. That's
it was a great little conference. And so I took the class and got right into it and worked out in Southern California for a couple years.
Okay.
And
well, you're still licensed out there.
I am still licensed. Okay. Yes. And so I hang my license
going the other way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I hang my license with Realty Executives in Orange County, California.
Okay, so you can help if they're moving east to west or west to east.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fantastic. I could help them if they're moving to any state. Really? And what I do is I interview different real estate agents for people. In fact, I just got done interviewing a whole group of agents in the state of Washington for a customer that was relocating from California to Washington. And so I was able to interview them and find what I felt was the best fit for them.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah, we do that as well. Sure.
Well, to go back to your law enforcement, though, who outranked who? You or your sister had the highest rank?
You know, my sister did.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sergeant.
She was a sergeant. I was a corporal. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I had no interest. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because I had a family. So I was number one in patrol.
Right.
And so, which means I could always pick my days off. I had the first pick.
Oh, right.
Having top seniority. And that's one reason why I liked working patrol. Or I should say another reason why I liked working patrol, because I didn't want weekends off. So if I could have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays off, that was ideal for me. And so the younger guys liked having the weekends off. Well, I like working the weekends. But if I could have Sunday off so I could still make the family dinner on Sundays, you know, with my parents and everybody, we'd always get together for Sunday dinners. To me, that was perfect. And then while everybody was back to work, I could be out doing my grocery shopping and going to Costco and doing all those things.
And avoiding all the traffic.
And avoiding all the crowds.
Yeah.
And be at home for when my son was at school. So during the week.
That's great news, huh?
Yeah. So it worked out pretty good.
So you're a helper. You've been a helper all your life.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's great.
I think my whole family has, actually. So,
That's awesome.
Yes. But we've got more for you. So stay tuned. If you have questions, give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And come on back. I'm here with Carl Purnell in the house.
All right. Anita's coming right back here just a couple minutes down the road. If you'd like to ask any questions about real estate or Anita, or, of course, Carl, you can give us a call, 904-831-0600, 831-0600. Right back on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Purnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at BettyLayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have a caller on the line.
That's all right. Mallory's on the line.
Mallory.
Mallory.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, sorry. I didn't want to tie you up. I'm trying to buy my childhood house for my parents. I've been blessed with buying a house for $120,000, which is normally worth about $160,000. So I'm really happy about that.
Nice.
So I might be getting some gift of equity in that. But I'm in the final countdown and I'm finding out that I'm a little bit worried about how I'm getting to the point of actually buying it. So I'm wondering, okay, well, I'm like a few points away from 700. Does in terms of my credit score, one, does it matter in terms of interest rate? And do I need to push even farther up to the just to get to the 700 to get a lower interest rate suddenly? Is that the magic number for some banks for it to suddenly drop?
Well, it's going to be variable with any type of lender that you work with. With us, the magic number is 700 will get the best rates. Under 700 will get almost the best, and then it goes down from there. But it's one component. Also is your debt to income, how much debt you have, if you can afford the payment on your income. So it's only a piece of the pie. But, yes, credit score is an important piece. So if you can get it over 700, you're going to move into the very best rates possible that are out there.
Right. So credit cards. So credit cards, she would want to keep those under probably at 30%.
30% or less of the balance or high limit on the credit card. That'll boost up a few points. Have you done anything like that, Mallory?
Yeah, I've been working on my credit score. I've jumped it about 30 points in the past 2 months or so. So mm-hmm. I'm really happy about that.
Now, where are you getting your score numbers from, by the way?
Credit Karma.
Yeah, you'll be surprised. There's most customers, when they look at Credit Karma and then look at a mortgage score, the Credit Karma score is going to be higher because it's usually generated based on credit card scores, which are more generous than a mortgage score. They grade your credit a little differently when they create a score for a mortgage applicant. So if you do look at your mortgage credit score and see it's different, that's usually the first question. Why? Well, it's because it's mortgage is different, larger loan, longer term. They're going to do a tougher grading scale than they would a credit card.
All right. Good to know.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I was wondering how that went. I had another question.
Sure.
In terms of, even though my debt-to-income ratio is pretty good, and when it comes to the amount of things that I still have to pay for is still affecting on whether on me being able to afford it. So I'm wondering if refinancing my vehicle or possibly getting a loan and consolidating my debt to a loan would actually hinder my opportunity to be able to buy it, or if I at least did it a month apart,
you want to have someone look at the credit first and give you advice on that, because what you're doing is you could be reducing a good credit line that helps your score, replacing it with a new credit line that can lower your score. So it depends on your credit situation, what your mix of products and scores before you make that decision. So you need a mortgage person to look at it first, and then we have the tools to go in and substitute and say, what happens if you change this? How will it impact the score? And so we have some tools that can help with that.
Okay, good to know there's resources out there available for
that.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in, Mallory. We appreciate you.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, she should give you a call because a lot of people think, okay, it's going to lower my credit score if you run my credit, and it's not.
No, well,
if you do it 10 times, it's going to, but.
Well, if you do it within 14 days of several mortgage companies, because the credit bureaus expect you to shop, they don't want you to be one and done. But at the same time, if you do it today and then next month and the month after, yes, it will impact your score.
Right. But you know, she should have someone like yourself.
Sure, yes.
Look it up, because you can go, okay, you need to, you know, focus on this one, get this one down. This one will bring your score up faster than this one.
And I do have the tools where I can go in, and we call it the what if simulator. What if you did this? What if you did that? How will it impact? We do have those tools that will help you. And it's, again, no charge for us to do it.
Absolutely. And being that she's going to purchase her parents' house, she's probably not going to go through a real estate agent. So you still want to do the paperwork, have the paperwork done by a professional. And so your title company, you can use attorney's title is great. There's a lot of them out there that are fantastic as well. There's Golden Dog Title and Trust, which we have on here all the time. They'll drop the paperwork for you and for the contract, and we'll also make sure that you get your title insurance.
And one extra thing, don't you buy them from family, but make sure you get a title insurance policy. You want the title company to run the history of title.
Yes, you have to have, yeah.
And we need that for the mortgage. But there's a lot of surprises when you run title. People don't know what's on their liens against their property. It could be simply a mechanic's lien, or it could be a municipal fine. So all those things need to be checked out. But yes, Mallory, if you want to give me a call at 904-476-5236, we can go through it together and help you get through the process.
And I'm going to have his information posted tomorrow on my Facebook page on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I'll have his business card and all his information on there as well. But he is, you can contact him at 904-476-5236, 476-5236. And yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
We were going to go back and finish up your experience on law enforcement.
Yeah. You know, I liked being number one and being able to pick my days off and stuff. If I had gotten promoted, I would have been on the bottom of the barrel and I can't pick my days off. And having a family, I chose my family first.
Well, we all should.
Yes. But I was a corporal. So a lot of times I was what they called acting sergeant. And if you're acting sergeant for more than 30 days, you got sergeant's pay. So a lot of times I got sergeant's pay.
Well, not bad.
No, it wasn't bad. You know, I got to fill in. I got to fill in when they were on vacation, or if they were just sick, lame, or lazy, I would go in there and fill in. In case they got injured on duty or something like that they were going to be out extended, then I would be in the acting sergeant position.
Wow.
And
I'm
would
kinda
get paid
surprised.
For it, so.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't go for the higher ranks because you are a driven person.
I am a driven person, but. But
at the same time, you played it smart because it was your lifestyle that really.
I really liked being able to pick my days off. That was huge. And especially once we went to where we had 4 days off, it was great because my husband and I could overlap and we didn't have a sitter. So it was just, it was great. One of us was always home. So it was great for James.
Well, now, when the old Hill Street Blues.
Or maybe he wouldn't think it was great, but it was great.
when they would have the squad room, did they do the same thing where they brought everybody into the squad and you would give them
the briefing
for the day and so forth? Okay. Well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yep.
I could see you doing that. This is what you need to do, and this is how you need to do it.
And I trained, I was a training officer, so I trained most people.
Oh, wow.
But once I got into real estate, I ended up being top producer. I was voted best realtor in Jacksonville for 2 years in a row.
Right.
And
congratulations.
I have a pretty good background.
And now you're helping agents in your office too.
And well established, not only in California, but here in Jacksonville. Trained under some great people like Sonny Downey and Watson Realty Corp.
Yep. They have good training as well.
Yep. Sandy Wagner out of the Intercoastal office. I surround myself by good people.
That's and, a way to learn, right?
And so I
She
I
learned
listen.
From Donald Trump. She should.
Yes.
She should know that.
The
and
Trumpster,
so the,
yeah.
The Trumpster.
The real moral of the story is Anita was in law enforcement in Southern California and was a corporal, but she really wasn't a corporal.
Nope.
She was more of a sergeant, I'd say.
And she trained a lot of people, and now she's got a squad that she's helping these days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, stay with us next week, because we're at the end here. We're going to have a great show
right
for you next week. And I'm just glad to be here every Wednesday with you all. And don't forget to start each morning with my good friend, Ed.
Ed who? Oh, Ed Dean.
Ed Dean in the morning.
Dean in morning 0600. Radio.
He's got a great show. So tune in.
Have a great evening, guys.